Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masechet Bava Metzia, and we are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Ches. So says the Mishnah, Shomrei Peros, someone who is a Shomer over Peros, and the Peros are no longer attached to the ground, Ochlin Mehilchus Medina. So the halacha is based on the local minhag that you're allowed to eat from those Peros, Avlo Min HaTorah, but it's not a Din Midaraisa that you're allowed to eat from those Peros, because you're just watching them, you're not doing any actual work with them. Arba shomrim. There are four types of shomrim in the Torah. Shomer chinam, shovel, nosei sachar, socher. There's a shomer chinam, there's a shovel who borrows, who's kolano shalo, he gets all that. There's a nosei sachar, someone who gets paid to be shomer, and there's a socher, there's someone who rents something. Shomer chinam nishba alakol. Shomer chinam would be putter from paying no matter what happens, unless he was posheya, so he just has to swear that he wasn't posheya, and then he's off the hook no matter what. Vashovel mishalim is a call. Shoel is chayiv to pay for everything, so there's no shavua because he just has to pay because he's chayiv even if it's an ones. And then in the middle you have a shomer sacher and a socher. Then nishbam al shruyav al shruyav al mesa. They're allowed to swear that if an animal broke a limb or it was captured by somebody, stolen by somebody, or it died. That's what happened, and therefore they'd be pater. But mishalman is aveda v'sa geneva. But they are chayiv on geneva v'aveda. So very fundamental halacha about the basic dinim of dalet shomrim. Mishnah tes ze'ev echad eina onas. If let's say a sheep was attacked by a lone wolf, that is not considered an onas. That's what a shepherd is for. Right, a shepherd can't say, a wolf attacked, what was I supposed to do? No, if it was one ze'ev, your job is to chase it away. So that's what a shomer sachar has to, a shepherd is a shomer sachar. Shnei ze'evim ones. If it was attacked by two wolves, that's an ones, because a guy can't be expected to take on a pack of wolves. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shas mishlacha ze'evim, during a time where wolves are being sent out to attack, af ze'ev echad ones, and even one wolf is considered an onus, because you could assume that the animal is going to have extra confidence and it's not going to be easily deterred. Shnei kalavim eino onus. If two dogs attack, that is not an onus. It's your job to chase the dogs away. Yodu abavli omer mishum Rabbi Meir. Yodu abavli says in the name of Rabbi Meir, meiruach achas eino onus. That if both dogs are coming from the same direction, it's not an onus, but mishtei ruchos onus. If they're coming from opposite directions, then it is an onus. Halistim hareza onus. An armed robber is not a din of geneva, that's a din of ones. Hariva tova nomerva bardolos vanachas hareza ones. If it's a lion, a bear, a leopard, a hyena, or a snake that attacks, that is an ones. A masai bizman shabo meilehen. That's only if they just attacked. Avolim holchem makom gedudi chayiv listim. But if you brought them to a place where there's all these chayis listim, say ena ones. Then that's not called an ones. What did you bring them to such a dangerous place for? So that's going to be the shomer's responsibility, and therefore would not be considered an onus. So let's review. In Mishnah Ches, we had said that someone who is only a shomer of peros is only allowed to eat based on local custom, but not based on Torah law. And then we went through the basic dinim of the dalet shomrim, that a shomer chinam is only chayiv and pshia, so as long as he swears that he wasn't poshay, he's fine. A shol is chayiv in everything, and a shomer sachar and a socher are chayiv in gnei v'aveda and patar on onas. Ooh, so now we need to know what's called an onas. So Mishnah Tes told us that if one wolf attacks, it's an onas, but it's not an onas. Two wolves is an onas. And Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it depends. If it's a time of mishlachas ze'evim, two dogs is not an ones, but Yadua Habavli qualified that if it's from the same direction, it's not an ones, but from two different directions, it is an ones. And then we said listim and lions and bears and things like that, snakes are all considered an ones, but that's only if they attacked. But if you brought the animal to the safari and you just put it out there at the safari, so then it's not an ones. That's obviously a negligence by exposing the animal to such dangerous places. But next time we'll pick up with Parag Zayin, Mishnah Yud.